Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mizmor Kuf Yud, the 110th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a rather unusual one, and we'll see why in a second. It is very short in overview. It is only 7 psukim and divided into 2 basic sections, although it's hard to really differentiate. The first 3 psukim are really symbols of kingship, symbols of monarchy, and the last 4 psukim are actions or responsibilities of the king. Let's take a look at a deeper look at the theme and the content of this mizmor. This mizmor seems to be a charge given to the king of Israel about his responsibilities. It is unclear whether the narrator is a prophet or is quoting a tradition of what a king is expected to do when talking to him. The type of king is the one who has a very strong rule. People are very obedient to this king. In the first section, we describe symbols of malchus, symbols of kingship. So we hear about his throne. We hear about his footstool, Hadom Raglov. We hear about his scepter and his armies. Yet the flip side of the first section is the second section in which we hear about the responsibilities. And the 2 prime responsibilities we hear about are judging the people in justice, that's the first pasuk, and fighting the enemies, into creating security in the homeland. The notion of kingship is encapsulated really in the first pasuk of this second section, pasuk Dalet, which is the center of the mizmor, where it says, Nishpa Hashem v'lo yinachem, Hashem promises and will not go back, Atoh chohen le'olam, al div rosi malki tzedek, on my word, you are a king, a king of justice. That includes the promise, the eternity, and the responsibility of Malchus altogether. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, it's fascinating. So one way of looking at this is an echo of an earlier story in Tanakh. This, in fact, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Kuf Ches Amabeis, 108b, tells us that it goes back to the times of Avraham Avinu. The story goes that Rav Chana Bar Luvai says the following. He describes how Shem, that was the son of Noach, turned to Eliezer, who was the servant of Avraham, and he says, when the Malchei Mizrach Umarov came, how did you fight them? How did you fight against the kings of the East and the West? What he's referring to is the war of the 4 and 5 kings, which is recorded in the Parshas Lech Lecha, in which Avraham Avinu fought on behalf of his nephew Lot. And it describes, the Gemara goes on to say, that Eliezer says that he brought Avraham, and he placed him on his right, and he would throw dust, and it became swords. So miraculously, he threw straw, and it became arrows. There was a miraculous miracle that occurred. How does he know that? So he describes, he quotes our pasuk, Mizmor David, Um Hashem la'adoni, Shav yinimini ad oshi soivecha, hadam raglecha. Stay to my right side while I turn your enemies into my footstool, which means Hashem was acting miraculously as he conquered these malachim. So therefore, this way of looking at the mizmor, which is what many of the Mefarshim, Rashi would include, the Radak mentions, the Ibn Ezra mentions, refers to the story of Avraham and the 4 and 5 kings, the war in which he saved Lot. What is interesting about this, though, is that if that's the case, the trouble with such an explanation is the way the mizmor starts. The mizmor starts off with the words, Le David Mizmor. This is a psalm of David. And if this is all about Avraham Avinu, then what does this have to do with David HaMelech? So this was what leads the Mefarshim away from this suggestion, and they suggest that maybe it refers to something in the life of David HaMelech. So for instance, the Ibn Ezra, the Da'at Mikra, says this is about David HaMelech himself, and it refers to, the Da'at Mikra suggests, is perhaps at his inauguration. When David HaMelech was inaugurated, now remember there was a few different stages. He was anointed, and then he was inaugurated the king of Hebron, and he was inaugurated 7 years later as the king over all of Israel. But it would seem perhaps when he's the king over all of Israel, this is the charge. This is what kings do, David HaMelech. This is what it looks like, this is the history of it, and this is the responsibility of the king. That's another way of looking at it. The Malbim says that maybe it is David HaMelech, but later on in his life. We know, and when you get to Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Aleph, we know that David HaMelech recedes from the war front. He no longer is out there as a general. He sends Yoav, his general, and he now recedes to Yerushalayim. And that's the time when he has too much time on his hands that unfortunately the events of David and Bathsheba unfold in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Aleph. But it's at such a point where David HaMelech is almost, this Nizmor is almost a reprimanding of how his responsibility is to be out there to wage the wars of the people itself, and that's perhaps the perspective of this in that lull which occurred in David HaMelech's own life. It is worthwhile noting, by the way, coming back to the Malki Tzedek idea, the Avraham Avinu idea, is at the end of the war, there is the reference to Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was an actual person. He was Shem himself. And he gives a bracha to Avraham Avinu, and he says, Baruch Avraham Lekel Yon, Konei Shemayim Va'aretz, Uvaruch Lekel Yon, Hashem Yigein Sorecha V'yodecha V'yitzein, V'yitzein Lai Maaser Mikol, Blessed is Hashem, who protected you from your enemies, which definitely relates to our Mizmor, and is very much thematically connected in the reference in the middle of the Mizmor to Malki Tzedek as being Malki Tzedek himself, not just a king who is just. Okay, be it as it may. It is fascinating. It took me a little while to find this, but the Radak has an uncensored version. If you look in the regular Radak in the Mikros Gedolos, you don't have this, but if you go into some of the uncensored editions where the academics are able to find the versions which were not removed by the Christians, at the end of this Mizmor, or at the beginning, depending on which version, he notes that this Mizmor is quoted by the Christians as a proof of the existence of their savior, their human savior, Yoshka. And the reason why this is because they point to the beginning of the Mizmor and they say, listen to what it says. It goes as follows. It says, L'David Mizmor, Nu'um Hashem, this is the speech of Hashem, La'adoni, to my master, Shev li'mini, sit to my right hand, Ado shisovecha adam relecha, wait on the side until I make the enemies into my footstool. So I say, look, you see, God is speaking to God. And therefore, if God is speaking to God, there must be different parts of God. And therefore, they go on to be medayek that ultimately there is a trinity. There are three parts to God. And the Radak says, you know, it's all very well and nice to, you know, to have an external idea and insert it into Judaism. But you need to read the words properly. And that is, it says La'adoni, it does not say Lado Shem. This is not the divine. La'adoni means to say my master. And then the Radak says is that if you say that a God is subdivided, that means to say if he needs to have corporeal expression, that means he needs. If he needs, that means he's imperfect. It doesn't work like that. God is not imperfect. God does not need anything. He does not need to have human form. And the Radak is very clear about this and has a rather long conclusion to this where he disproves line by line how this cannot be referring to what the Christians argue is the content of this Mizmor. And it should be just noted that this was a Mizmor which was often quoted or misquoted by the Christians in trying to understand and marshal this Mizmor to their side. And it requires, therefore, a very careful reading in understanding the real diktuk and the real concepts behind it as well. Very fascinating insight. In terms of our places in the davening that we find this, we do not find this Mizmor wholesale, but we do find the last two psukim in an unusual place in our davening. Listen to them carefully. Yodin bagoyim molei gviyois, mochatz rosh al eretz rabo minachal baderech yishteh al kein yorim rosh. It refers to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, is going to judge the nations of the world on this great land, and he's going to lift up his head where there's this river that flows along all the way. Very mystical concepts. This appears at the end of the Avarachmin prayer, which is said just before Musaf on Shabbos, which is actually a pretty mournful tefillah. It is referring to the losses, and it was composed at the times of the Crusades. And this pasuk is brought in there about the justice which we all wish and beseech that Hashem would bring about for all the Jewish blood spilled throughout history. In terms of psukim in the spotlight, we're going to take a look at Pasuk Beis for a moment. We say, Matei Uzecha Yishlach Hashem Ben Zion, the staff of Hashem will be sent against the from Zion. And so it's interesting, in the Likutei Sichos, the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that a wooden stick can be considered a shevet or a mate. There's a mate or a shevet. Those are two different words. Shiftecha Mishantecha is a different way of saying it. And he points out that a mate is a detached stick. It's now a dried up stick which is used as a walking stick, whereas a shevet is a branch which is still attached to the trunk or is still soft and flexible. And he says it's a mashal to the soul, that the soul, when it spends time in Shemayim before its creation, is still like a shevet, is still like it's connected to its source, it still has lifeblood, so to speak, spiritually. But that's not what it's meant to do. It's meant to go and be completely detached and dry up, so to speak, in the confines of this world, because it needs to have a function. It needs to do something in order to be able to achieve it. And so what is being said over here is that Mashiach is going to be said, Matei Uzecha Yishlach Atzir Hashem Etzion, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send Mashiach from Tzion, even though it's like a hardened staff, it's detached from its source, it'll be here to perform the mission, which is the ingathering of the exiles, and Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera V'yameinu. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.